From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation will testify before lawmakers today on what ties President Trump might have had with Russia, plus Mr. Trump's allegation that he was wiretapped at his New York residence by his predecessor, Barack Obama. The heads of the House Intelligence Committee got bipartisan support from their Senate colleagues following Republican Senator Lindsey Graham demanding answers on that claim from the FBI.
Was there a warrant issued by any court anywhere in the United States allowing the surveillance of the Trump campaign?
FBI Director James Comey is expected to face those kind of tough questions in public later today. The House Intelligence Committee asked Comey to name U.S. citizens under surveillance. If Mr. Trump or his associates appear on the list, it could mean the FBI is investigating contacts between the Trump campaign and Russia. Brookings Institution analyst Susan Hennessy.
It really is going to be incumbent upon him to very clearly explain the circumstances, the nature of those contacts and how it occurred.
Hennessy also said while one hearing cannot address months of questions about Russia's interference in the U.S. election, today's public hearing may be a start. The Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen has called on the UN to place the Red Sea port of Hodeidah under its supervision after at least 42 Somalis were killed in an attack on their boat heading to Sudan. The attackers are unknown. Meantime, the crew of the Comoros-flagged oil tanker hijacked off the Somali coast last week are free as a result of negotiations. This is VOA News.